Hello.
Hey, is this Miss Taylor?
Yes.
Hey, Miss Taylor, this is Zach. How are you?
I'm good.
You had reached out to us about your property just a few minutes ago on Sheffield Place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how's your day going? Do you have a few minutes to talk?
I do.
Okay, great. Well, I'm familiar with the area. We've done some work right in that, that area of Chesterfield. Can you tell me what's going on? Why'd you fill out a form?
Because I'm thinking of going to live in Colorado. My oldest son is out there. He recently had a baby, and I slide back and forth all the time, and it might just be beneficial for me to look at something out there. I would like to sell this and buy something out there, like a multifamily property. Duplex, triplex, something, and I live in one of the units and rent the other one or two out type situation. That's what I want to
Okay. Well, as far as timeline, I mean, what are you thinking as far as that goes? Do you have somewhere where you can go before you buy something, or are you gonna buy something before you go out there?
do. If by some act of God, I could get this property sold at a good price, have a nice chunk of change to put down on the next property, and have a next property to just roll into, that would be ideal. My oldest son is living out there. I could stay with him temporarily, but I'm a dog owner. I have three dogs, and my son lives in a townhome, so. And he's also a dog owner. He has a dog and a new baby. So I would prefer to be able for the transition to be smooth if I had to stay in an Airbnb or something, because I've stayed in an Airbnb out there that was very dog friendly. I have a good rating with them. If I had to do it short term, and I mean short term, I wouldn't mind. But I would like, if I were to move forward with it, I would like things to be kind of seamless as possible.
Sure. And so, kind of, what does that look like for you? Thinking you're going to sell your house first and then, go through the necessary steps that way?
Yes, and that would have to be the case because I would need the proceeds from the sale of this house in order to move forward on the next house.
Okay, cool. That makes total sense. Do you work out, or are you positioning to work out there, or?
I am, I'm a job coach, employment specialist, employment consultant. My job title has a lot of different labels, but I work in human services. I work with people with intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities and help them gain and maintain employment. And I've been looking at jobs out there for the past year, and they're not going away.
Okay.
With my resume and the company that I work for would give me a glowing recommendation. I know I wouldn't have a problem finding work.
Sure. Well, that's good to know. Good to hear.
I'm also a licensed insurance agent. I do health and life insurance. So if I wasn't working in the field of employment specialty, I could fall back on my insurance.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
And my credit is crappy. My credit is shit. COVID killed me.
Okay.
That's why I need the proceeds from the house to move forward on the next situation.
So you can, okay.
Because hefty down payment would make things move a lot smoother. And if it's a situation, because like I said, I want a multifamily situation. I want a duplex, triplex, quadruplex, something along those lines where. And it would be nice if it already had a legacy tenant. That would be great. I would prefer something that has a tenant or two in it already so that my credit and ability to pay is not the only factor.
Sure. So what happens if you don't get, what a fair price, or the price that you want for your house, I mean, what happens then? Are you still gonna try to move, or?
No, if I don't get a fair price, I'm not going anywhere. My house, it caught fire last year, so it's been rebuilt. Every single thing in this house is from 2024, except for the roof. The roof is from 2023, and the end of 2023, they started working on it in September, and the roof might really, the date on the roof might be early part of 2024. Everything in the house, from the HVAC, electrical, plumbing, appliances, flooring, paint, everything is brand new. So I don't expect to have to settle for a price.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense.
And it has awesome additions like a full-size professional dog wash in the utility room. And it also has a dog room built into the living room. So there's a whole little hole in the wall with framing around it as a dog room.
Okay.
It's hella cool.
Sure. Well, I'm definitely interested in it. Timeline wise, I mean, how soon are you realistically, even let's just say someone were to offer you $1 million, I'm sure you would take that immediately, but just let's just say a reasonable number. I mean, what would that even look like for you anyway, as far as your problems?
Reasonable 350.
No, I'm saying even if someone, offered you a reasonable number of, whatever you were asking, what, how long would you need, and, what would your next steps be?
If tomorrow morning you called me and said, "Hey, I got this offer for you, and it was something I wanted to take," I would attempt to make it happen in the next 60 days.
Like as far as moving and basically aligning everything up with what you want to
An exchange of title, an exchange of keys, and I can be out, and they can do whatever it is they plan on doing.
do. Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely interested in it. I think that I'm not sure if you were just saying a number, but I would love to buy this house for, I would love to buy it in general. I don't think what you had said is a reasonable for, if it's just going to be an off market sale.
Well, what do you consider to be reasonable?
I understand you've gotten all the work done to it.
Just drop a number. We don't got to do all that because you already told me you didn't feel like what I said was reasonable. So tell me what you feel like is.
Sure. Well, and the reason I say that is because if we're just gonna have an arm's length transaction, then I would expect a discount because you're not having to pay the realtor fees.
Again, what is your reasonable number?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, I'd love to buy this house, as is, how it is. I tell you what, let me.
Why can't you just say the number? Because if you know for a fact that my number is not reasonable, why don't you have a number that is? Because all of
Well, I'm
the
just doing the math, that doesn't necessarily mean I have a number in mind already. We've been
every
on the phone for what, 8 minutes, 9 minutes?
everything that we're talking about right now is hypothetical. There's no contract signed, there's no deals being made. This is a no obligation conversation. That's why I hit submit. So if
right.
I said is not reasonable, why can't just drop one that you feel like it is reasonable? I don't understand.
Okay, Ms. Taylor, I completely understand, and I apologize, you know, if I miscommunicated in any way. What I'd like to do is really look it over and come to you with an actual number. You know, I don't want to just make an offer and be like, oh, actually, I can't do that. So what I'd like to do is, you know, look at it and call you tomorrow. And, you know, if that doesn't work for you, I totally get it. But I don't want to just throw a number out there. I mean, I'm not in the business of just throwing out offers.
But you're in the business of just throwing out the offer that I threw out without any. Because you didn't tell me if my number was unreasonable, if it was too much or too little. You said nothing. You just said it was unreasonable. So why won't you give me anything to work with? Because, again, this is a whole hypothetical conversation we're having. So hypothetically.
Well, I wouldn't be at $350. I would be less. I don't know exactly the number. I mean, you called me or you filled out a form. We've been talking for 10 minutes. You know, I'm not a, you know.
Yes, you would be less. Okay.
So,
would you expect by 20 or 30,000 or 40 or 50,000?
I need to look at it really more in depth. And then, you know, I'd love to be able to call you back and tell you.
Okay.
Is that fair? I mean, I don't want to seem like a jerk, but.
I didn't say about you being a jerk. Tomorrow is Monday, and I will be working all day. But I make my own schedule, and I do have gaps in my schedule throughout the day. So if you call me and I do not answer, leave me a message. Leave me a message.
Taylor, I will.
And I'll call you back, or if you tell me the quote, you know, whatever. Just send a message and tell me something, and it's no problem.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, babe.
Taylor. Bye-bye.
All right.